This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 56. I am your host. Thank you for joining me this week. So starting off there, I had to do it. Joy Division with a song called Isolation. Hope everyone is doing okay around the world. Looks like this is a worldwide issue, a pandemic, as they say. I won't talk about it too long, but I hope everyone stays safe and doesn't get sick or make other people sick. So yeah, good luck, everyone. That wasn't a thrift store find. That was one from the archive. I did manage to get out to the thrift store before the self-imposed lockdown. I've been holed up at home with the missus since Friday, but I did get out on Thursday, and I picked up a couple records. So I'd like to play those three finds for you this week. So this first one is from the soundtrack to a film called Sweet Charity that was starring Shirley MacLaine and Sammy Davis Jr. Although neither of them are singing on this, it's an instrumental.
together, get together, get together, get together.
J'avais l'impression d'avoir rêvé, Mais jamais un rêve ne m'avait autant fatigué.
All right, there were the three groovy tunes that I picked up at my last thrift store dig before the lockdown. So that last song was David Alexandre Winter from France. And that was him doing a cover of Archie Bell and the Drells' I Can't Stop Dancing. And in French, that's Qu'est-ce que j'ai dansé? Recorded in 1968. That was a 45 that I picked up. Before that, yeah, this is an interesting record. A group called H.P. Riot, originally from San Francisco, but they made the move to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, which is kind of interesting. And they put out this debut LP on a Canadian label called Concept Marketing, based out of Regina, Saskatchewan, which is also very interesting. Pretty groovy record. It was pretty warped when I got it, and I managed to flatten it out. But this is the first I've ever seen. It had a warp, a lateral warp, not an up-down wavy warp, but it also had a lateral warp. So the first track on each side is pretty much unplayable, but I did manage to get that one to play okay because it was on the inside groove. And that song was called I Need You from their LP, a self-titled LP that came out in 1974. And it was also recorded at the same studio in Vancouver that the incredible Bongo Band was recorded at. So yeah, pretty cool. Lots of cool little things there. And also they had two other records that came out exclusively in Japan. So I'll definitely have to keep an eye out for those whenever I get over there again. And I started off the set there with a song composed by Cy Coleman, and that was from a soundtrack to a movie called Sweet Charity, like I said, starring Shirley MacLaine and Sammy Davis Jr. It's a musical movie. I'd kind of be interested in seeing it, although I don't really like musicals that much. That song was called The Pompeii Club from 1969, and it was one of the few instrumentals on there and the grooviest one by far. Hope you enjoyed that. All right, so for the rest of the show, it's stuff from the archive and a few things that I picked up recently and also got in the mail. But this is an old one from back in the day. Here's Man or Astro Man. some reggae from Mike Brooks, a song called Never Fallen in Love Again. The dub version came out around 1999, I guess, and that's still part of the big pile that I picked up a couple months ago, a bunch of reggae and dub 45s. So I hope you enjoyed that. Before that was a recent purchase of some old music. That was Jean-Jacques Perry with an early version of Barnyard in Orbit. So that song was also released on a record that he made with Gershon Kingsley called The In Sound From Way Out. But this was one that he recorded on his own, and it doesn't have a lot of the extra frills and additions like tape loops and stuff like that. So kind of cool to hear that one halfway done. Pretty cool. And I started off the set there with a song by Man or Astro Man, and that was on a 7-inch. And that song was called Classified, and I think it also came out on one LP around the same time, which is 1995. I was fortunate enough to see those guys quite a bit in the 90s, I think 4 times altogether, including one time when it was the Gamma Clone Tour. A bunch of ladies, the female clones of Man or Astro Man, playing an enjoyable set of songs and pretty fun. All right, so here's a record that I got in the mail. It's a compilation record of library music, which I've talked about and played for you before. This is one of my favorite library songs that I downloaded a bunch of years ago off some website. And it appears on this compilation here. The group is called Stringtronics, and the song is called Tropicola. One more thematic song for you this week. That was Lilies, who I played about a month ago. This song was called The Hermit Crab. Thought that was kind of a fitting one. I guess lots of people around the world are isolating at home. It's not that big of a change for me. I'm usually kind of a hermity kind of guy, and that's a favorite song, so I had to play that one. Before that was a group called The Violins, V-I-O-L-E-N-S, not violence or not the violins, Violins. And that song was called Totally True, which was on a 45 that came out in 2012 on the Slumberland record label. And the Lily song that I played about a month ago was on the same label about 20 years prior to that. Yeah, Slumberland is a great label. Lots of stuff I find on there is amazing. And I started off the set there with a song by Stringtronics, a song called Tropicola, which is some library music. And that was on a compilation record that I ordered online called Unusual Sounds, which is a companion to a book also called Unusual Sounds. And it's an amazing book about library music, the people who composed it and played on it, and how it was made. Because I guess there were a lot of strict music union rules, especially for people in the UK. Lots of the players on this library music stuff that I've been playing are from the UK, and they had to sneak over to Germany and France to get around those musician union rules and record all this amazing music. So yeah, that song was called Tropicola, and it was from 1972, and I don't think I'll be able to find the original, or if I do, I won't be able to afford it unless I get really lucky. All right, let's go over to shoutouts. I got a bunch of shoutouts this week. I'll start with email. I got some nice decodes from Fred in Virginia, and also Steve in Georgia sending along his decodes. I got a nice reception report from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta. And also I heard from Adam in South Carolina, who caught the show by chance for the first time. And he wanted me to shout out his pops. So big shout out to Curtis White, the king of the sexy bald. Hey, don't get mad at me, Mr. White. That's what your son requested. And Adam also managed to get FL Digi working and got it up and running in time to catch the last image that I sent out last week. I also heard from Hanger 77 in Mississippi, sending along his decodes and also posting them over to Twitter. So let's go over to Twitter. I had a couple people who caught last week's first show on 7780, which was aimed out towards Europe. And a few people managed to catch it on the east coast of North America, including yours truly. So some shout outs to JR's China blog in Northwest Germany, and also Fred F4ECA over in France. And Fred has caught the show before, both on radios in France and also via SDR. So yeah, this was kind of the first time he could catch a show in reasonable fidelity by the looks of things. So thank you very much. And also on this side of the Atlantic, Frigid in Virginia could catch the show, and also Zach in Alabama caught both shows on 7780 and the later usual broadcast on 5850. So yeah, let's go over to 5850. Hello to Mitch in Buckeye, Arizona. Thanks for posting waterfall images in your decodes each week. And I don't think I've said this before, but Buckeye is such a great name for a town. Hello to Al in North Florida, posting nice decodes. Bobby in Louisiana with a very clear decodes. Greg in Minneapolis. Dana in Napa, California. And Donnie, K5BKR, posting a very artistic decode of the final image there. Thank you very much, everyone, for posting. A bunch more shout-outs over on Twitter. Hello to Strange Beacons, Weeds Up To Me Knees, VE7KPM, Brian W8LN, Kawasaki AA Hachiyoni, AB3RU, Josh KI6NAZ, Chuck Radio Test, Eric 999, Beganovsky, Connet, which is a super cool one because Connet is I guess the person responsible for putting out the Connet shortwave numbers recordings from way back in the day. I remember it being released in the mid-90s, and it got a re-release a couple years ago via Kickstarter, and I actually Kickstarted it, and you can see my name in there, but what is it? The label that originally put it out, Irdial, I think that's how it's pronounced, I-R-D-I-A-L, put out another record in the mid-90s that was a pretty big find for me way back in the day. Maybe I'll play that in the future. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Federico LW9DFA, DRMNA.info, Catherine Mataga, who, by the way, is video game programming royalty. So thank you very much, Catherine. Really great to interact with you on Twitter. Patrick, W1PAC, as in Pac-Man. And also Jerry Hectic. Hello to you, everyone there over on Twitter. My Twitter handle is This Is A Music Show with no W on the end if you want to catch me over there. A couple more shout-outs over on hfzone.org, the shortwave listening website, and also links to a chat group where I usually pop in and say hi to everyone. So hello to Frigid again, Master Player 30 again, Alex Rules 11, and also Daz. Thank you, Dazman, for all your help processing the show to make it sound great over the air, and also the off-air recordings, the post-processing. So yeah, thank you very much, Dazman. And finally, over on Reddit, shout-outs to Hobbified, Kabuds, Rev Android, Hip Hop Adonimus, Stud Beef Pile, who missed the show last week. Hope you had better luck this week. And also Mr. Zero. Don't know if you're able to catch the show this week, but again, I hope you have better luck this week. Okay, so that's it for shout-outs. If you'd like to get in touch, This Is A Music Show is my email. And again, over on Twitter, This Is A Music Show with no W on the end. One more time with the email if you caught a fade. This is a music show at gmail.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please let me know where you're listening. Please let me know where you're listening from. That one was for Uncle Eric. And what your favorite song was and what kind of radio you're listening to. All right, here's a bit more library music that I got in the mail this week. This one is called Radium 1. right? That was Savour Malia with a song called Radium One. And this is an old Library Music track that originally came out in 1981 on an LP called Cosmos Synthetic Volume One. But it's been reissued on, or it appears on this compilation of Telemusic 30 Classics French Music Library. Yeah, that's an LP I picked up off of Amazon, and it was pretty cheap, a double LP. Yeah, lots of interesting tracks on there. Check it out if you're interested. All right, it's time for some data. MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go. Ding. Thank you. All right, there is your text and image for this week. I would love to see your results, or if you just want to get in touch, give me your reception reports and let me know where you're listening from. It would be great to hear from you. This is a music show at gmail.com. You can also catch me on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end. Let me know what your favorite song was. It's always great to hear. Okay, I have one more song. It's kind of a long one, which is why the data was earlier than usual. This is by a Japanese group called Sugar Plant. This song is on a 10-inch that came out in 1997. I think it was also released on a CD, both in Japan and America, so you might be able to find it. This song is called Happy, and I hope it makes you feel happy. I know it's kind of an anxious time on a worldwide level, kind of a stressful time. So yeah, I hope you can zone out to this one and be happy. All right, this was a music show, episode number 56. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. See ya.